All right, welcome to the show. I'm Jason Whitlock, and I'll tell you why Magic and LeBron should be worried about today's Kawhi Leonard trade.
No, I'm Colin Cowherd, and I'll tell you why the Cowboys will regret not giving Dak Prescott more help this offseason. Speak for yourself now. It's going to be an hour of me being right today.
What show is that? All right, hello and welcome. We're joined today by a couple of NBA champions, Dante Jones and Antonio Daniels. Let's start with today's big NBA news, where Kawhi Leonard's saga with the Spurs is over, with San Antonio sending Kawhi and Danny Green to Toronto for DeMar DeRozan, Jakob Poeltl, and a 2019 protected first-round pick. Kawhi's dissatisfaction with the team has been widely reported for months, and today Greg Popovich was asked if he had a fair chance to mend relationships with his superstar.
Kawhi conducted himself wonderfully while he was here. You know, he helped us win a fifth championship. As I said, he was a hard worker all the time. And we wish him well, but at this point, you know, it's time to move on.
When you think so much of Kawhi, as we all know that you did over the years, was it awkward to be in a position where you're trying to figure out how to get value for him and to be able to replace him in a way?
Sure. Sure, you know, you have a relationship with individuals over a number of years, and you know, in a professional sense, that relationship stops. But you know, hopefully, you move on and you continue an off the court relationship with people.
There's a narrative out there that you know Kawhi was this bad teammate because he was on the bench and you know he wasn't around on the playoffs.
That's all ridiculous. Kawhi was a great teammate all the way through. He did his work. He was no problem for anybody, but, you know, talking heads out there have to have stories, and I get it. If I was a talking head, well, maybe I am. I'd have stories too, but, you know, all those stories that denigrated him in that regard, that was unfortunate and inaccurate.
All right, Cowherd, did the Spurs get enough for Kawhi Leonard?
You know, they got something. They got an all-star level player. He's not an all-star in the West, not a great analytics player, but just remember this. Toronto traded their best, most popular player. That's what they thought of his contract. This is easily the most popular player. Vertical player, gets you buckets, scores, fun to watch. All-star in the East. And the fans aren't happy, and they got rid of him. For a player, they're praying wants to stay there. I mean, San Antonio got a very talented guy that gets you 19, 20 a night. Not, but Toronto let him go. That tells you something.
DeMar DeRozan can get you more than that, and he has gotten teams more than that. I think this is a great deal for the Spurs, given the position they were in. I don't think we've seen the best of DeMar DeRozan. He's 28 years old. Dwayne Casey, nice coach, nice system, but it's not Greg Popovich's system. He's not Greg Popovich. Greg Popovich took a kid out of San Diego that most people didn't think much of and turned him into the second or third best player in the NBA, his system. I can't wait to see a 28-year-old DeMar DeRozan and what he can do with him. I think this is an ideal, given the circumstances, an ideal get for the San Antonio Spurs.
Jason, you're absolutely correct in the fact that we haven't seen the best out of DeMar DeRozan yet. And I think any player that goes into Pop's system, they automatically get better. They learn how to play. Pop uses their abilities and enhances their abilities. They have a great player development staff, as you know. And that's going to be an environment where DeMar DeRozan can actually shine and get better and be the All-NBA performer that he already is. We haven't seen the best of him because he's averaged 5 assists this year, and he's always finding ways to get better and enhance his game. Pop's going to do that. They had a short market for DeMar DeRozan, and they found a team that needed an All-Star and wanted an All-Star in exchange for Kawhi Leonard, and they made it happen. It's a good trade.
And I think it's going to force DeMar DeRozan to change his game somewhat. I'm not a fan of the... Well, you know, Kawhi Leonard is only Kawhi Leonard because he played in the Spurs system. You know, in San Antonio, when Kevin Durant called Kawhi Leonard a system player years ago, all hell broke loose. Kawhi Leonard can flat out go. He is a top 3 or 4 player in this league. Yes, they do have a great development staff. Chip Englund, Greg Popovich, R.C. Buford, they're fantastic. But it forces you to play a different way. So DeMar DeRozan, like you said earlier, analytically, he's not the best guy. You know, if you look at the way the San Antonio Spurs, they play, they defend first and foremost, so Pop will get that out of him. the defensive side of the basketball, especially in giving up Danny Green and also in giving up Kawhi Leonard, but also that three-point shot. You'll see him add that to his game a little bit more. And like you said, Dante, you know, averaging low amount of assists, that'll change when you go to San Antonio because it forces you to play a different, more open style of basketball.
Yeah. Who's a better player?
Kawhi Leonard, we think, is a better player.
No, Kawhi Leonard's a better Kawhi Leonard's a better player.
For sure.
Okay. So I got the better player in Toronto, and I got the better contract. You know how much I can get for Kawhi Leonard if I call the Clippers and Lakers and go, bid. They both want him.
But also they just had the chance to bid on him, and they did. And
because
they
Popovich wouldn't let him stay in the West, so he wanted a boatload of stuff.
But you got an all-NBA performer with 3 years left on his contract. We all know that San Antonio Spurs is not an ideal destination when you have teams coming up in free agency like the Lakers, the Clippers, New York Knicks have cap room coming up. So you're not going to get that type of tier free agent coming up if you're San Antonio because not all guys want to go play in San Antonio. They don't understand the benefits of San Antonio playing there, but they want to go in bigger markets. So you got an all-NBA performer with 3 years left on his deal. That's a good trade.
I'm sorry for leaving this out. Antonio lives in San Antonio, played 4 years for the Spurs.
But
you were helped by the Popovich system.
Right.
No?
Right. No question. But I was also a role player. So I have never been on the level of a Kawhi Leonard or a DeMar DeRozan. But what Dante said was right. He was one of this Spurs culture is not for everybody.
Right.
It's not. And think about how much times have changed. Because you have DeMar DeRozan upset because he was traded from Toronto to San Antonio.
Something to prove.
That's like being upset from being traded from an NFL team to the New England Patriots. Think about how much times have changed. The culture in San Antonio is not what it once was.
LaMarcus Aldridge wanted out 2 years ago.
Exactly. When Tim Duncan walked out that door, the culture walked out with him. And look at what has transpired since Tim Duncan left. 1 year later, LaMarcus Aldridge wants out. The next year, Kawhi Leonard wants out. Things have changed. That culture is not what it once was.
Tim Duncan was a bigger part of the culture than people understand.
I'm going to disagree, and we're a little bit off here, but I got to disagree with that in terms of the player. I don't think the culture's changed. The players and expectations have changed. When you had the Tim Duncans, the David Robinsons, Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker, those are really four unique
for sure
guys. Three of them didn't even grow up playing in the United States of America. And then you got David Robinson, the Naval Academy, mm-hmm. really mature coming there. Now that you get to the more stereotypical U.S.-born players, LaMarcus Aldridge, Kawhi Leonard, now there's problems. But I don't know if that's a Pop deal as much as players have changed.
I would argue for you in that respect because I think you got a San Antonio guy in your system right now with DeMar DeRozan because he's a guy who eats, sleeps, and drinks basketball. He mm-hmm. lives in the gym. He's not worried about all those other things that come with basketball. He's not talking about business. He's talking about basketball and basketball only. And he's going into a system that will be good for him. And he's gonna jump right in and do whatever's necessary. He's a good character guy. He's never gotten in any trouble. He's a guy that fits this San Antonio culture that we've all seen and love.
And I'm gonna go back to something you just said. As far as Popovich and that system go, Pop has done an excellent job at adjusting on the floor with rule changes and so on and so forth, which allowed them to win championships in three different decades. They haven't changed that same way off the floor according to personalities. They still go about things as if Tim Duncan and David Robinson are in that locker room, and they're not. The same way that they have adjusted on the floor according to personnel and rule changes and so on and so forth, they have not adjusted off the floor according to the personalities that they have in that locker room.
All right, well, for the Raptors, this move was a calculated risk. It might already be blowing up in their faces. Multiple sources report Kawhi Leonard has no interest in playing in Toronto. The Sporting News reports that he may actually consider sitting out the season. Whitlock, has this situation damaged Kawhi's reputation?
In my view, yes. Kawhi, to me, has not handled this well. He's another guy that has spoken through leaks and through people close to him. Still haven't heard from Kawhi Leonard on exactly what he wants. We've heard that he wants to be in Los Angeles. I haven't heard him put his name on it. I haven't heard him speak. I think that's a mistake. For me, I'm going to be watching Kawhi Leonard moving forward skeptically. He's an odd personality, which there's nothing wrong with that. Some people say I'm an odd personality. But I want to see how it plays out away from Greg Popovich and that system. I want to see him. If it's in Toronto or one of these L.A. teams, I want to see if he's still the same player.
On an open market, would the Sixers want him? Yep. Lakers? Yep. Clippers? Yep. How about everybody in the league not named San Antonio?
Everybody wants a Kardashian. Don't mean they're good for you.
No, but they're good for business. They're good for business. He's good for business. Listen, everybody's got baggage. Best player in the world, LeBron. Some are like, yeah, he's tough to coach, a little drama. Kevin Durant, now he's kind of a wanderer. You can see Steve Kerr during games trying to get him pop. These are not, they're humans. He's a human being. He's not perfect.
All those guys you just rattled off played more than 9 games last year.
We saw what the way Kawhi handled his situation, I think, is ideal for the athlete right now, because we see teams that move you. As soon as they give you money, they tell you you're the franchise head, in DeMar DeRozan's case, and they moved him. He's been great for Toronto. They moved him when it was best for them. So Kawhi had an injury. He took care of his injury. He didn't think he was ready to play. He's on the table for a supermax. He did not go to the media. He did not do anything detrimental to the Spurs organization. He spoke to Pop. He hasn't acted out. Him and Pop spoke highly of him in the media. Because
you bought all that.
I do buy it because he has nothing bad to say about it. He could have trashed him.
So why is it that we don't buy it if it's something
positive?
But if it's something negative, then we buy it.
Buy it.
No, I'm not saying that.
Pop's mad.
What he's saying is this is generational. That's what he's saying. This is generational. This is a different time. This is a different athlete that we're dealing with. And if we think that Kawhi Leonard and his team aren't sitting back and watching how the whole Isaiah Thomas situation just played out, we're fooling ourselves.
We have to.
You have to sit back and watch that, because teams are going to always do what's in their best interest. Organizations are always going to do what's in their best interest. But when a player does what is in his best interest, we kill him for it.
Right. He took care of $200 million.
Toronto told DeMar DeRozan last week in Vegas, we won't trade you.
You're our guy.
Right. But you know what?
We're going to get into this a little bit later. But we thought Toronto paid the man $180 million.
So that gives him a right to lie to him?
You say on one side of your face that you're my guy, and then you say, you know what? We paid you this money.
I'm just saying. Anyway.
How much of a check do I need to write you so I can lie to you?
No, I'm just saying.
It'll be well short of $180 million.
I can write you
a check for $50 right now, and you'll go ahead and lie to me. Please.
I get it. But what we tell players when it happens to players is it's a business. You have to deal with it. When it happens to the player.
It's an open market, so people were willing to pay him this $180 million. So let's not act like that just because I paid you this money that you owe me and you're in debt to me. No, other teams wanted to
pay
him.
That's not
what I'm saying. Hold on one second. Other people wanted to pay him. Now, I expect your honesty. I expect you to tell me the truth and what's going on. I expect you to say, yeah, you're on a trading block, or no, you're not on a trading block. But when you say you're not on a trading block and you're our guy and you trade
me
next week, there's too many examples of loyalty being displaced.
No, let me say this. NFL owners get crushed. Let me tell you something. What NFL owner, after LeBron, 7 years they couldn't get him a second player, he's a free agent, chooses Aqua Water, Pat Riley, D-Wade, and Bosch, and the owner shames him. You don't see NFL owners doing that. We think NBA owners are pro player. Really?
Not at all.
I've seen more NBA owners lie to players than I have NFL owners lie to players.
That's just the business. We've known to accept the business.
I would disagree with that. In that game, again, I can't remember. This is the life we chose. It's in one of the mafia movies.
Yeah.
And so you have to accept. When you walk into that lifestyle, the multimillionaire business of professional sports, there's going to be some lies told. There's going to be some business done. There's going to be some, you know, they weren't exactly 1,000% transparent. That's the exchange. And here's $150 million or $100 million for you not to whine and cry about it and pretend
Then don't vilify me when I do what's in my best interest.
Thank you. You pay me. I understand these ramifications that may happen, but when it's time for me to act in my best interest,
I have to
take advantage
of
that.
Can I throw something out there?
Yeah.
This is from Rick Bucher. We all know Rick. Covered the league for a long time on Twitter today. First weekend of LV Summer League, I asked a rival GM about Kawhi going to stay in Toronto. No chance. He was in the All-Star game there. Never left his room. He hates the cold.
What that says to me, he's a different dude. And he's odd. And that's why I'm a bit skeptical. This may all work out great for one of these L.A. franchises. But if it blows up in their face because this dude is a little different, he just sat out the majority of the season, and let's say he was protecting his health. But if he sits out again,
I don't see him as a sitting out type of person. See, there's two ways you can look at this. He sat out and didn't play because he didn't get what he wanted, or he sat out and he was possibly more hurt than what they say.
Exactly.
And they're and as we know before,
new topic. If he sits out any part of this season to force a trade,
I don't think
He can't afford to do that.
I think Toronto and him both know it's
right.
in his
he
best interest
play.
For him to play, because I don't think he stays there long.
And what team? What team, if this year, if he was going to play next year, is going to pay him a max deal as much as he can possibly get playing 9 games in 2 years?
I would agree.
He's not stuck in Toronto under the ramifications of possibly please sign or you have to sign or we have history. It's a new situation. You play this year. We see how it works out. Toronto knew they absorbed all this risk when they got him. And I don't even think Toronto traded for him to keep him.
You know what?
They got an asset. And Masai is always correct in his decisions. He's like Drake. He never misses.
Okay,
always does things 2 steps ahead. And I think the packages that were for DeMar DeRozan that nobody wanted, he was like, okay, I can get Kawhi and I can get those packages to get money off my cap and to get young assets.
Toronto wanted out of the DeMar DeRozan
They wanted out of the contract, not the player, but they needed some cap flexibility.
Yeah,
that money, we have youth coming up, and we wanted out of this money, and this is the best way to flip it because he comes up, either he leaves or I get some more young assets, but I can't lose in this.
One thing we got to understand is who we're talking about, too. If this is a conversation we're having about LeBron James or Kevin Durant, this is a different conversation. These guys move the needle. Kawhi Leonard in the Eastern Conference moves the needle. This is a top 3 or 4 player in the league. I'm not rolling with it. He's only who he is because of Pop. Pop is great.
That's all we've seen.
But you're okay, smart but enough to know that Aaron Rodgers would work somewhere else.
What star that you take out of their system? This is the difference between stars and role players. Stars, when you take them from organization to organization to franchise, they're still stars. They're still stars. LeBron in Cleveland or Miami or back in Cleveland, still a star. Kevin Durant in Oklahoma City or in Golden State, he's still a star.
You're talking about 5-star guys. This guy played at San Diego State.
And you saying he's not a 5-star guy now?
But he has some intangibles you can't take away from. He's the best shutdown defender, and he shoots 40 from 3 and 6-8.
And putting up 25 points a game. Thank college. Seriously, that was the best two-man game with Pippen and Jordan for a decade.
And they all played in Utah the entire time. But this guy's changing systems. I just got to see it next. We got to go, Dante. You really irritate. Drake never misses.
Hey, has he yet? Show me something. Show me something he's missing on. He's just got 1 billion streams in a week. Talk to me.
Welcome back. Dante Jones, Antonio Daniels are back. They're frustrating Whitlock today, and I love every second of it. Let's return to today's big news in the NBA. Kawhi Leonard going to the Raptors in exchange for DeMar DeRozan. Reports have been swirling for weeks that Kawhi wanted to be traded to an LA team, and reportedly he's still planning on playing in Los Angeles when he becomes a free agent after this season. The Lakers reportedly weren't willing to part with their young assets to get him right now, though. Now, Jason, do you think that's a smart move?
No, I don't. I think you strike while there's an opportunity, and now you've given Jerry West an opportunity to refocus for the Clippers to get in there, because from what I understand or what's being reported, he doesn't care. He just wants to be in L.A. Clippers, Lakers, it doesn't matter. And so I think you've given the Clippers an opportunity. I think you've given other teams an opportunity. There's another element added to it now. That is Toronto and the general manager that Dante loves. There's a chance that he doesn't end up with the Lakers. And so I would have went out and got him if he was on the table. I would have went out and got him and rolled my dice with him and LeBron.
I actually agree with you on something. The Clippers want him. And my sources say they think they have a real shot. You can't play cool. You got to get on the phone.
Agreed.
If I'm the Lakers, I get on the phone now. Now, I would not. I would not initially. Pop was not going to let the Lakers have him unless they gave him everybody. Toronto doesn't want to give him to Philly. He doesn't want to give him to Boston. Mm-hmm. Toronto doesn't have a problem giving him to L.A. Give me a number one pick, Lakers. You have a first rounder. Give me Josh Hart. Give me Kyle Kuzma. Give me a second round pick. But if you think you're going to get him now because you're the Lakers, to your point, no. Because I know Jerry West. Jerry's going to say, here's Tobias Harris. We'll build a team around you. We'll have a relationship with our ownership. We'll get, you know, we'll figure out ways. The tech world, they're going to make a real pitch, are the Clippers.
I think it was smart because now you have a more favorable GM to deal with because, as the report said, that Pop didn't want to deal him to a Western Conference team. So now he's in the East, and as you said, you have a guy who only wants to deal it to the West. He doesn't want to help his guys because he's still building and trying to create a team. But I think the Lakers ultimately had the best assets for a Kawhi Leonard exchange. Now they just have to come up with a package that makes sense. Pop was trying to fleece them. He was trying to get three of their young talents, two first-round picks, a second-round pick, and cash. It didn't make any sense. But now two of the three may be able to go and a first-round pick, and that may make more sense for Magic at this point in time to build with Kawhi, let's say Kawhi and Hart or Kawhi and Kuzma rather than just taking all of your young talent and kicking it out the door. So I think it makes more sense now for you to deal with Masai than it did with Pop.
I agree with you. I think that the Lakers, this is the deal that the Lakers should have made for a couple of reasons. Number one, choosing not to get Kawhi now, you're actually allowing a year of LeBron to go. You're basically saying, you know what, we're not going to challenge this year. If you don't acquire Kawhi Leonard this year, what you're basically saying is we're not going to challenge this year. So you have LeBron for three with an option. So basically you're saying this year for LeBron is a wash. You're not – see, LeBron's be 34 years old here soon. You got to take advantage of every opportunity of him being the best player on the planet. You have to. And I feel like if you can add Kawhi Leonard, especially in today's NBA, one guy ain't going to do it alone. You cannot do it alone. With all these guys that are joining up and playing together and creating super teams, you need more than one star. Even if that one star is the best player on the planet – if you have an opportunity to acquire a Kawhi Leonard and put him alongside LeBron James, you do it.
So I think it's smart because all these reports are saying that he doesn't care if he goes to the Clippers. I've heard that that's false. I've heard that he doesn't want to be the only show in town. He wants to consistently win. Kawhi wants to play winning basketball. And he knows if he goes to L.A., it has to be next to LeBron James. He doesn't want to be with the other team rather than the team in L.A. So I think he ultimately wants to be a Laker. And at this point in time, I think the Lakers have more leverage in this situation because there's not that many teams are going to give up for a guy who knows his sights are in L.A.
By the way, the shoe deal for Kawhi is a little bit of a bone of contention.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know how you get shoe deals? You're on TV in June. You play with LeBron, you're on TV
all
in
your,
June.
No, all your games are on TV during the course of the
right,
year,
during
too.
The course of
the
year.
So
right.
The Clippers games are not going to be on TV, unfortunately, like the Lakers games.
Let's go to Golden State then. All right, welcome back. We're joined now by a couple of longtime NFL players, Mark Schlereth and TJ Houshmandzadeh. Well, let's get to the Rams in a moment, but let's start with the Cowboys, who have actually been pretty quiet this offseason after losing Jason Witten to retirement and cutting Dez Bryant. The only big free agent addition they made was receiver Allen Hurns, prompting Yahoo Sports to say Jerry Jones isn't taking advantage of the tiny cap hit from Dak Prescott's rookie contract. Cowherd, did the Cowboys do enough this offseason?
I don't think they did. I still think at wide receiver, cornerback, and safety, they're below average. Brandon Cooks was out there. Nice speed receiver, good character guy. New England liked him. Rams interviewed him. By the way, Rams interviewed Odell Beckham and Brandon Cooks, and they like Brandon Cooks. I thought they could have gone after him. There were cornerbacks on the market. Listen, man. Russell Wilson comes into the league, you're paying him $500,000. That allowed the Seahawks to overspend for Percy Harvin, who almost never played, and Cliff Averill, who's a good player, but they overpaid for him. Carson Wentz comes in. He's unbelievable, outperforms his contract. Alshon Jeffrey. You get these tiny little windows. Jared Goff and Gurley, between the two of them, are making like $12 million, and they're massively productive. I think Dallas has wasted an opportunity here.
I think what we're watching is Jerry Jones for the last 2 years has been very passionate and focused on the overall health of the National Football League. I think Jerry was most concerned about the national anthem issue and just making sure the NFL was in a good place. I think he's taken his eye off the Cowboys a little bit because you can't do all things. And so, yeah, I think they're potentially missing a window. When you have a good young quarterback, you should be taking advantage of his contract and making sure he's playing with a boatload of talent. They had nice pickup on Ezekiel Elliott, but they've needed to go out and find a number one receiver for a couple, 2 or 3 years, and haven't done it. Now Jason Witten retires. Again, to some degree, I'm sympathetic for Jerry because I don't blame him for his passion about the overall health of the NFL, but I think he's a bit distracted.
Well, I would say this. When it comes to free agent and the free agent market, most guys who hit it are as flawed as drugstore diamonds. And so the issue that you get is, are you going to overpay in the free agent market to get a player that's either declining athletically, got a problem in the locker room, or has injury issues? And I think that's what you're looking at. I think what's going on right now is I think they've done this in the past. They've made enough mistakes. They've got $25.5 million in dead cap money on Tony Romo's contract. So they're in a position right now that they have got to rely on drafting players, developing players, and having those players contribute. And so this is past mistakes to me, and you're trying to rectify the past mistakes that you've made, and so that you can get it. Now, are they going to miss the window on Dak? Yeah, probably. But that's the price you pay when you keep throwing money at an injured quarterback thinking he's going to save your football team year after year after year. So I don't look at free agency as the coup de grace that's going to save our football team, because name me the last big-time free agent player that went out and saved somebody else's season, some other team's season. I just don't think it happens that often.
It's not about a free agent saving a season. Let's talk about the Rams really quick. They bring in Sammy Watkins last year. He didn't save their season, but he was that threat over the top that kept a defense honest. He didn't have a lot of catches, a lot of yards, but he can really get down the field, and you have to be aware of him. He'll open up lanes in a running game. He'll give other guys opportunities. Robert Woods had a great year. Dallas does not have that. You don't have to get a guy to save your season.
Right.
You just need somebody that a defense respects that says, okay.
But you can't afford to overpay that. You can't give a guy like that a huge contract and tie yourself up for years is what I'm saying. You can't. But I understand the point is perfect, but I just don't think you can overpay for those guys.
The Cowboys will be – this is how the NFL works. Somebody on that roster – receiver-wise, is going to show up and make plays. They're going to get an opportunity. Nobody knew who Miles Austin was. He got an opportunity. Tony Romo got the ball. He became a household name for about 3-4 years. That's how it works. Allen Hurns, Terrence Williams, one of those guys are going to step to the forefront, and they'll be the leading receiver. For Dak, he doesn't have Dez Bryant. I know Dez Bryant would not – you couldn't play cover two with Dez Bryant because you figure he would beat you over – that opens up running lanes for Ezekiel Elliott. It's going to be tough sled for him.
All right, to a team making a ton of moves this offseason, the Rams made another one yesterday. Brandon Cooks, 5 years, 80 large, an extension, before he's ever played a down in L.A. Cooks is one of several big names the Rams have brought in, including some problem guys. Ndamukong Suh, kind of selfish player. Marcus Peters. Marcus Peters, his college and last pro coach, no thanks. Aqib Talib, who I like but can be trouble. They also have yet to give Aaron Donald a long-term deal he wants, and he's a good dude. We'll have to pay Peters, Todd Gurley after the year. Whitlock, did the Rams actually do too much this offseason?
Yeah, I stand where I stood, a few months ago when I was talking about this. When I look at Brandon Cooks getting $80 million, why? For what? And I talked this summer a little bit with Les Snead, and who I respect a lot and think is a great guy. But I think there's an overconfidence Sean McVay has from having had that success last season, and they feel like they can coach everybody. That there's that moment when you have success. I used to have it on the craps table. Oh, I've got this game completely figured out. I know I've won so much more. I know exactly what I'm doing. And eventually the game's going to humble you. I think when I look at Sue, Talib, Peters, now Brandon Cooks getting paid, they feel like they can coach any and everybody, and they're going to get humbled.
First of all, I think Marcus Peters is a one-year contract. $1.7 million for the best pure corner in the league, I'd roll the dice on that. I don't think he's a long-term play. Aqib Talib, probably not too long-term because he's been around, but I like him. Ndamukong Suh, I think, is kind of a one-year play. They've got Aaron Donald. What they're doing is what Seattle and Philly did. We're getting unbelievable production and paying Goff and Gurley nothing. We're not paying $12 million. We have this extra money. Sue, Peters, they're worth the risk. This is what, you know, Seattle, Percy Harvin had kind of a, you know, his reputation was so-so, and Pete Carroll's like, I'm paying Russell Wilson $500,000. He can be a boutique player. And by the way, Harvin's best game was in the Super Bowl. He was often a decoy that year. So I think the Rams are doing what smart teams do and what I wish Dallas would do. They're not keeping Marcus Peters for 10 years. They got to pay him
if
they do.
See how it goes this year.
Well, I think there's a couple things here that are interesting to me. One, Wade Phillips coaches that defense. Now, I was around Wade Phillips in Denver for a couple of years, watching him coach Aqib Talib and the rest of those defensive players. This is a guy that has been in the league longer than Sean McVay has been alive. He's been coaching in the league longer than Sean McVay has been alive. He has got this avuncular nature. The players love him. He's like their grandfather. And he gets the best out of those guys. And so I think you look at a situation where, like, yeah, but under our, and all coaches are like this, mm-hmm. but like under our expert tutelage, we're going to be okay because of Wade Phillips. Well, Wade Phillips will get the best out of him. Here's my biggest concern. You put all these personalities together. If you don't take care of the people that have taken care of you, the
right,
people
exactly.
that you draft,
yes.
right? Aaron Donald is the best football player in the National Football League, bar none. The guy is an absolute freak show. And if you're going to pay four different guys on defense that you brought over from other teams and you haven't taken care of him, in your own locker room, guys are going to say, I don't know what they're doing upstairs, man. This is our guy.
Problem.
That's my biggest concern. And they have got to get this done. They have got to make him happy immediately.
That's the biggest problem is guys that have been there, bro, they just gave Cooks all this money. And you're not looking at what another guy makes, but you're looking at it like, I've been here for 5 years. They don't want to pay me. If they don't give Aaron Donald and make him the highest paid defensive player in the league, it's going to be a problem.
Yes.
The thing is, dude, on paper, the Rams are going to be unbeatable on paper.
Oh, they're great.
The 49ers.
The best punter and kicker.
The 49ers give Garoppolo what they gave him. They didn't do that for him to hand the ball off. They're going to throw the ball. So what they brought in on defense, they need this defensively. But it's what you said. If you don't take care of the guys that have been there, it's going to be a problem in the locker room. So they're going to have to sign Aaron Donald. They're going to have to sign Gert. You can't franchise these guys now. But he hasn't played a down for the Rams, and you give him 5 years, $80 million. That's going to be a problem.
I think they overpaid for Brandon Cooks. Les Snead loves vertical receivers. He'll tell you that. He loves that position.
But this is where the league is going. It's average guys get huge contracts.
Look at their receivers to me. Cooks,
Cooper
Woods,
Cup.
And Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp's the tallest, but I don't even think he's the biggest. I mean, 6'1". To me, that's a turf team. That's a dome team receiving core they have. That works well, I think, in New Orleans or someplace with a dome. I just don't like what they're doing.
Losing Sammy Watkins, they needed the threat down the field. That's why they needed.
Goff throws a beautiful deep ball. He's got great touch deep. Welcome back, Dante Jones. Joined now by the founder of the Big Lead, Jason McIntyre. Let's return to the association. Big NBA news, Spurs trading Kawhi Leonard for DeMar DeRozan today. Reportedly, Kawhi's got no interest in playing in Canada. But he's not the only one upset about the move. Another report says Toronto had actually assured DeRozan he wouldn't be traded a week ago. After he was, he took to Instagram, posting, ain't no loyalty in this game. Other NBA players took DeMar DeRozan's side. Damian Lillard tweeting, shaking my head, cold game. Lou Williams adding, I'm hurt, bro, I'm hurt. My dog gave that city and organization his heart and soul, loyal to the soil, and got stabbed in the back. I love that. That's a good one, loyal to the soil. I got to steal that one. Whitlock, these NBA stars being too sensitive?
No, I don't blame the NBA stars for thinking they're victims. I blame those of us in the media that sell that they're somehow victims. That's guy can feel the way he wants to feel. He, you know, he's getting paid $180 million and he's going to a city and he doesn't want to go to or he wanted to stay there. I get it. But for me, as a sports fan, first and foremost, I don't feel sorry for any of these guys. They're making he's gonna make $180 million to play a game. He is not a victim. No one's done him wrong. He's one of the most blessed people on this planet. And to me, that's what we should be reminding him of. You're one of the most blessed people on this planet. You hit the genetics lottery, and now you've hit the financial lottery. And I'm supposed to feel sorry for you because you got to go play a game in San Antonio?
Money doesn't make you less human. Money makes you a public figure, and he feels embarrassed publicly.
Oh, he embarrassed?
He literally was the most loved player. All the reports in Canada, you're our guy, hour later traded.
So painful.
I'm not saying
it's let me tell you what was painful. Honestly, it's like sometimes we get up here in our little 1% world and lose track of reality. My mother was a factory worker in Indianapolis, Indiana, and their plant shut down, and she got transferred to Kansas City for $32,000 a year. That's a victim. These guys, give me a break.
If your mom had a great mid-range jumper and got traded from a city she loved and it was in all the newspapers, she would also be hurt.
For $180, no, she wouldn't. I wouldn't call my mother right now. $180 million, they can send her to Timbuktu right now.
Come on. These are human beings.
Yeah. Getting traded doesn't feel good no matter how much money you're making. It didn't dawn on me how that changes your perspective until you actually get traded, until how you feel like somebody lied to you. Until you get lied to in that capacity, no matter what his bank account or his checkbook looks like, he's still a human being. And he has Twitter and he uses it to vent his emotions like every other human being. So he was told that he wasn't going to be traded. He felt like he was lied to. He invested in the city. He lives in the city. His home is in the city. His kids go to school in the city. And then all of a sudden, I wake up and this lie has come to fruition. So it doesn't take his human side out of him saying, you know what, I feel betrayed.
I hope he's okay.
He'll move on tomorrow. He probably has somebody in his camp, his mother, his father. He has some great people around him that say, you know what, you're blessed. Let's move on from it. But it doesn't take the human side out of him feeling betrayed for one moment. And that doesn't matter.
For one moment, not
forever. He had a moment.
Trust me.
You have to give him his moment.
Did I just say at the top of I got no problem with how DeMar DeRozan feels. But I'm not throwing a pity party for it.
No, by no
means. As a sports fan, I've been through it. I got fired from ESPN in a public fashion for a lot less money. Felt bad for myself for about 36 hours. Nobody threw me a pity party, and I'm fine.
Yeah. So DeMar DeRozan spent 9 years in Toronto. We've seen that franchise lose Chris Bosh. I don't want to be here. Tracy McGrady, thanks but no thanks. DeMar DeRozan wanted to be in Toronto. One of the few guys who wanted to be there. Gave them 9 years. He's the face of the franchise. He loves the city. And they just ship him out of town right after they said, we're not going to trade you. I think on some level, I understand why he's upset. Now, you know, you look at Kawhi Leonard. He got sent to Siberia. Literally. I mean, Toronto is basketball Siberia. He's unhappy. He don't want to go there. I mean, I can understand from that point of view why these guys are upset. But yes, Whitlock, on the grand scheme of things, you are correct.
Money doesn't solve everything.
Let's just talk about Kawhi Leonard, though. Now we're supposed to feel sorry for Kawhi Leonard,
no,
who sat out all year.
He was hurt. He was
cried, hurt. I want out of here. I know y'all won 5 championships. I know you made me a superstar, but I want out of here. And now he gets sent out to Toronto. They didn't send him to Sacramento. They didn't send him to OKC. Toronto, despite all the jokes and it's cold up there, that's a nice
city.
It's
a great city. Lovely city.
Let's not call that a cry. Let's call that I know my worth and I know what my abilities are and I know what I can control, what I can't. And stars right now have the ability to control where they go. Unfortunately, that's the landscape we have right now. It's a top five guys in the NBA can say, you know what, I don't want to go here. I do want to go here. And if you send me here, then it won't be good for you and your organization.
Look at Blake Griffin last year, right? Remember the Clippers ran that big thing where he was the face of the franchise? They compared him, I think, to Ali on a T-shirt. And he was shipped to Detroit a few months later, okay? You think Blake Griffin is happy?
They don't have private planes in Detroit.
Yes, they do.
He can get back here to Los Angeles. Look, man, my point, this is not sustainable. Because, again, fans eventually are going to figure this out, that they're the ones getting screwed over here. And while we're all sitting around throwing pity parties for athletes and, oh, my God, they got treated terribly.
I don't think it's
the fans who are getting treated terribly by these athletes just jumping from team to team to team. The whole concept of how you build a team, how you support a player for an entire career, that's all being blown up because Kawhi Leonard wants to play in Los Angeles.
And expense of the season.
Let me ask you this. Are they bummed out in Oakland because they got Kevin Durant? Are they bummed out in L.A. because they got LeBron? For every loser in those trades, there's a winner.
Right.
And the winner, it's.
And one day, you'll be the loser. One day, just because you're the winner today, one day, the worm is going to turn and you'll be the loser. Miami was happy when LeBron came, and then he bounced back to Cleveland.
And they'll be a winner again because they have aqua water and a great owner.
Nobody wins forever.
DeRozan's upset right now, but I think he'll realize in the near future that this is the best thing for his career, to be in a San Antonio Spurs and be a part of this.
Mobility is fun and mostly works out for everybody.
In that league, when you sign up for professional sports, and I go back to Godfather 2 and the life you choose, there's some consequences. You don't get to have all the power and everything you want just because you hit the genetics lottery and you work hard as an athlete. You don't get everything if you choose that life. And to me, in order for some fairness for the fans, the teams need some more control over player mobility. That everybody in America is convinced that they can have it all without any sacrifice. And I just don't buy it.
The teams do have control over player mobility. Players don't have absolute. It's only a certain small amount of players that do. There's about 400 other players who do not have that control that Kawhi Leonard,
Kevin Durant. 8 years in OKC.
Right.
That's
so sacrifice. They have that flexibility of offering you more money, with money that you can't turn down, money that blows you away. They have control over player mobility. It's just these few stars that are transcend an organization, and they have more control than
sounds
you would like.
Sounds like a bitter Pacer fan.
I am.
But you were bitter, but you got what was best for your organization.
That's
a guy that
right.
wants to be there, and a guy's the heart and soul of the Pacers.
Welcome back. Time for Last Call. Let's move to Costa Rica, where TMZ snapped some pictures of Tom Brady vacationing with his family, including a few of shirtless Brady showing off his dad bod. Cowherd, is this a good look for the GOAT?
Yeah, he's a quarterback. He's 40. I don't understand all the out. He's not a male model. He's not like a.
That ain't a good look, Cowherd. I know a bad look when the shirt's off because I look at it every day in the morning myself. That's not a good look. Alex Guerrero right now is very upset, Tom's trainer, and Bill Belichick's going to use these pictures as proof that Alex Guerrero doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
Come on.
That ain't a good look, Cowherd.
He's a quarterback. He's not a corner.
There's some 40-year-old quarterback. My boy Jeff George is 50. He looks better with his shirt off, I think. I hope.
Come on. You gotta be
honest. That looks like me, Cowherd.
Listen, if you end up kissing Giselle by tomorrow, that's not a bad look.
Tom, I take it back. I don't look that good.
Tom, don't listen to him.
I don't look that good.
You know what? You know what looks good?
I wish I looked that good with my
shirt. Those five rings.
Yeah,
those look really good when he wears
Giselle attached to him, that looked good too.